How many know what the word prema means? I know you do, yes? Anyone else? No? Ah, okay. No one studied yoga or Indian philosophy? Okay, great. Then I have an opportunity to offer you some new information. Prema is one of the core concepts of the study of yoga. The word means divine love. And yogis, for the last at least 5,000 years, for which we have recorded records, have been scientists of love, scientists of consciousness, and scientists of power. Those three, which are included in the term Satchit Ananda, which refers to the essence of the real. And so a Sat Yogi is one who studies Sat, or Satchit Ananda, to such an extent that you're able to become one with that ultimate power. The power of intelligence, the power of love, and the power to be, to sustain, to transform, which is based on the modulation of our consciousness to a point where we are able to attune to and resonate with and realize that this entire universe is pulsing with all-pervading love at every moment. And yet amazingly, some people cannot feel that. That's what's astonishing in the culture today. We have tuned out love, and we have focused on materialist, egoic illusions, which is why the current world civilization is no longer sustainable and is in free fall, and the collapse will soon hit, and why sustainable communities are so important now to sprout in the midst of the ongoing ruins of the old world, so that there can be a new world. But can we sustain a community of new design and new visible structure if we do not have a new invisible essence, consciousness, that is capable of sustaining a loving relationship with one another and with our world, with spirit? It is that capacity to love, which is so rare in human beings today, and yet is our essential nature, that we must return to. And Satyoga is that process of return through the removal of the obstacles, the resistances to love, that have encrusted our consciousness because we have lived in an unloving world and we felt we could not afford to be too loving because we'd be taken advantage of. But in that very creation of defense mechanisms to protect us from love, we have lost connection with the life energy and the creative power to bring forth and sustain the very communities of love that we wish to be part of. And so in my experience, there have been many communities I have visited that seem to have everything going for it on the external plane, but they cracked because of schisms, of interpersonal conflicts, power struggles, divorces, envy, competitiveness of a negative kind, bringing one another down, sarcasm, despair, anxiety, all of the psychopathologies of an unresolved ego. And without resolving those internal cracks and conflicts that make our own individual lives unsustainable, we cannot create a communal life that is not only sustainable, but joyous, worthy of sustaining, blissful, And why should life be anything less than that? But the science of Sat Yoga wants to go even beyond that. And the scientists who are and have been yogis for all of these thousands of years have been exploring a number of very interesting questions that we have documented evidence and proof of, but nonetheless, those experiments must be replicated in each one of us for them to have the value and the capacity to sustain our lives. Sat Yoga cannot be theoretical. It has to be a practical science of psychotechnology. And so we have to ask the question of, is it really possible to control your thoughts and your emotions and to transform them? Is it possible to elevate your vibrational frequency to attune to the more subtle intelligences, the nature spirits and the angelic beings and the other allies in this world that we usually ignore or are not aware of? Are we able to enable the body itself to function at its maximal capacity? And do we even know what that maximal capacity is? Because we're not trained to know that and to develop that in our current educational systems. But Sat Yoga is about changing the parameters of the human capability to endure. To endure extreme cold, extreme heat, to be able to live without food when necessary and even without water, to be able to survive under a variety of conditions that are perhaps completely unprecedented because of climate change, and to be able to bring into this world a power of life energy that can actually affect the climate and can affect the earth conditions and can affect the growing of the plants to become more healthy, more able to survive, more yielding of more nutritious and delicious fruits and vegetables, and to be able to negotiate through communing with the wildlife, a sharing of the resources, without having to resort to mass murder of our fellow inhabitants of this beautiful earth. Can we develop those capacities of communing with all beings, starting with one another in such a way that there is never a glitch, never a fracture, never a negative projection, never any leakage of any kind of false consciousness? Because we have purified our own souls within through a process of psycho-spiritual hygiene. It's this that's the essence of our prema culture that then radiates out in creative expressions of abilities to design all of the various facilities that we need to maintain a sustainable community and to grow, to be able to invite others to join and to disseminate what we have learned from our own inner work, and to develop all the kinds of human intelligence that are possible, not just cognitive intelligence, and not just an ordinary level of intuitive intelligence, but a capacity to download from the Akashic records, from the noosphere, because the entire universe is made of information. Information and love. And if we are attuned to those, we will have wisdom and we will have the power to sustain life through that energy of love that is the essence of life itself. But to sustain that, we must empty ourselves of all the egoic chatter in the mind that actually blocks the transceiving of that energy and keeps one within an egocentric bubble that doesn't enable one to see the real as it really is, and to see the God self in each one of the members of the community and all visitors and all beings. So to be able to relate at that level of joy and beauty and open-heartedness, without defensiveness, without anger, without rejection. It's that purity of interrelationship that gives the joy of life. But it has to come from an internal relationship with our own innermost source. The source within us that transcends time and space, that we were one with before we were ever born into a body, and that will remain our beingness after the body falls back into the elements and becomes part of the earth again. But what is it within us that does not die? What is it within us that lives in the timeless present and brings peace into this moving world, and the capacity to see that eternal self in each one, so that the peace and the joy of life can flower to its full, and so that we can develop ways of relating that are more than simply utilitarian, but that are filled with music, that are filled with drama, that are filled with every form of art, every form of expression of this infinite beingness that we are. And to be able to do this authentically and sustainably, without any fall back into any lower state, without any regression into an ego that has become obsolete. If we have that prema in our hearts, and that love is what sustains us in our lives, then we will be able to overcome every adversity, every challenge, and build a successful community. And the life force of the earth will support us in doing that. The plants will want to grow for us and offer themselves for us as we sacrifice to them. And the entire ecosystem will become ordered again through a divine order that is always based on love, not on technology, and not on mere knowledge of the chemistry or the physics or those external sciences, but based on the internal science of realizing our oneness. Because we are all the same. Whether humans or birds or plants or ants or any kind of creature, we are all one. We are here to develop a culture of that oneness, in which the intelligence of that oneness speaks through us. Not an ego that wants something or that fears something or that wants to manipulate someone into getting something, but the spirit of giving itself, the spirit of generosity, the spirit of beauty. And if our minds are silent, and we are attuned to the world that we are in and a part of and yet transcend, we are filled with that energy. It pervades our cells. And this is what gives us health. And this is what enables the higher centers of the brain and the mind beyond the brain to function, to enable us to be healers of one another. And to heal not only those who are present in our bodily space, but to heal remotely, to have a capacity of healing the entire planet when our energy field becomes strong enough and pure enough. There are many powers and capacities that we were designed to be able to employ, but that have atrophied within us. Telepathic powers, remote viewing powers, even bilocation powers, powers of many sorts that the yogis have written about and documented processes of attaining, but that are not sustainable unless our consciousness vibrates at that level of divine love. We have to earn these higher powers. And it's that process of graduating from the mere human egoic level of consciousness to the divine level of consciousness that the school of Satyoga is about. And only when we are dedicated to continual, ongoing learning from every experience we have, from every imperience, in other words, every insight, every vision, every thought, every dream, can we begin to learn the language of consciousness itself, the language of God that speaks to us within our hearts, and be able to transform that language into action, into the power of sustaining community in its highest form. The central act of a yogi is to meditate. The word meditate, it's an English word. Yogis don't use it. They use the word dhyana. But it means medi, middle or center, tate, to move into our center, to move into our heart, to move into that space of silent love and feel the energy and allow that energy to wash us, to baptize us in this water of life, this nectar of immortality that is our essence, until all that is mortal, all that is within the field of the unreal is washed away and we are cleansed and purified in that sacred heart that is our ultimate oneness, our ultimate home, wherever our bodies and minds happen to be. So I hope that you will be open to meditating now with us and creating a group energy field which will sustain you and enable your own vibrational level to open your higher centers, to open your heart, to open all of those capacities of your imagination and your willpower to thrive at a new level of determination and goodness and nobility and service. And in doing that, you will continue to receive from the source more and more support, more energy, more windows of opportunity will open, more doors in this magic universe will open to reveal opportunities for growth and for joy that would never have been seen with a heart that is closed and a mind that is closed. So meditation is the opening of our heart mind to the infinite and letting go of any closed paradigm, any belief system, anything that would give some event horizon or limitation to consciousness. Break through it all, break past all barriers. Realize that you are the infinite. That's why we have come into this world. And that's what this sacred community is to encourage all of us to accomplish and then give that as a gift to the cosmos.